1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, I hope you've got an extra hour of sleep. The sky is beautiful this morning. Not dark like it's been in the past. I always love changing over the hours. Not on the other end as much as this end. When you fall back and you gain an extra hour of sleep, that's great. But when you lose it in the spring, that's not a lot of fun. Great day to work in the yard. Temperatures in the New England area has been relatively warm. It was 72 degrees yesterday. Walked around the yard with just a t-shirt, doing some last-minute cleanup and trying to get ready for what's ahead of us. So if we can help you with what chores you need to do around the yard, in the garden, in the house, to prepare your plants that are in the house or your plants that are outside the house, you give us a call, 800-259-9231, and we're going to talk about some of the new plants that are coming available at your local nursery and garden center. My favorite is the cyclamen plant, or some people call them the sickleman. Either way, pronounced the right way. This is a plant that's grown by a bulb, and most of people that buy the cyclamen don't realize that it is a flat disc. Oh, depending on the variety, could be anywhere from an inch to almost 3 inches in diameter. Produce beautiful mound, like a mushroom-shaped mound of foliage. And each of the leaves are in the shape of a heart. Absolutely beautiful. And depending on the variety, some of them are bright green leaves. Some of them have a little bit of silver. Some have a lot of silver. Some will have bands of silver and green in it. And the colors, beautiful, whites, reds, purples, pinks, lavenders, beautiful assortment. And then you can buy them, the miniatures that will come to you in a 4-inch pot, up to some that will come to you in a 6, 7, 8-inch diameter pot, older, more mature plants. But they're wonderful plants, and if you run your house on the cool side, or you have a room where you keep cool, this is perfect. Sickleman, or cyclamen, is not a plant for a warm house. If it gets too warm, all the flowers come out of the center very, very quickly, and they don't last as long. And the flowers are unique. They look just like little butterflies hovering over the foliage. absolutely beautiful, almost breathtaking, you could say. But these are plants that, if purchased now and kept cool, will bloom starting now until April. Keep it moist, cool area, plenty of light, and they're a wonderful, wonderful gift plant. But the one key that you always have to remember with the cyclamen is going to be in a cool house. If your house is 70 degrees or warmer, it seems to bloom too fast. If you can keep it below 70, it will be absolutely beautiful. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How was your Halloween?
It was all right. Had some trick-or-treaters at our new house, so we got to kind of meet all the neighbors, which was nice.
What kind of candy did you give, Jared?
Good candy. I don't know. It's all sugar-loaded stuff. I don't know. I think it all tastes the same, doesn't it?
My wife said to me, when the last kids come, make sure there's no candy left in the house. So I hid a few pieces here and there so I could slowly come off the sugar high.
Yeah, the secret stash, right?
A secret stash. So she doesn't know it. So nobody tell her, please. Figured there's enough for 3 or 4 days to kind of wean myself off of it. There's nothing worse than buying Halloween candy a week or two ahead of time because that bag always gets broken into. But that's the fun of Halloween. It's, as you said, seeing all the neighbors, the new neighbors, the ones that have the little babies coming in. And well, there was one, I don't think he was even a year old. Dad's carrying her. Looked like a dragon. And had no idea what was going on. Had a few little grins on the face, but it was just it's just a fun time of the year. And luckily for us, they had predicted a lot of rain, and the rain didn't start till 9 o'clock, so I'm sure all the kids had a great time. That makes it fun.
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready to do a little gardening, Jared?
I'm ready.
Okay, who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Debbie on the line, who's calling with some questions about a Rose of Sharon.
Okay, Debbie, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have two white Rose of Sharon, and I limbed them up to 3 feet and then trained them into a ball at 3 feet in diameter. Back in September 13th or so, I was getting like a lot of yellowing and leaf drop, and you told me you thought it was spider mites, and so I used the bare tree and shrub, and that seemed to like kind of like, you know, help a lot. And then I was out in the garden working yesterday, and I was liming some different things because I'm down in Marion, and the soil's kind of acidy. And I was wondering if I should maybe throw a little lime on the ground around the Rose of Sharon. I've got two questions. And the other question I was thinking about, because I was going to rake all the dead leaves away from it so that, you know, so that all out. And then I was wondering if maybe I could put some compost as almost like a mulch, or is that too late to do that?
Oh, no. Compost is never too late to put around plants. I'm fortunate. We have a company, maybe 10 minutes from my house, called Winterwood Farm, and they make compost, and they bag it. And within a 15 to 20 mile radius of Dayton, where they're from, they deliver it by the truckload. So I'm able to buy compost by the truckload. So in the fall, I always get in a load, and I edge all my beds so that I don't have as much to do when spring arrives, and I put down the compost. And I'll tell you, all of the beds that are treated with the compost look so much better. Not only are you getting that nice thick layer of compost to insulate the plants during the winter and insulate them during the heat of summer, it holds more moisture, but every time it rains, all of the goodness will trickle down into that bed, and I'm sure that it's feeding them almost from the time the ground thaws till the time the ground freezes. So put that compost in, you know, make a nice circle around it. That makes it easier for you to mow around that particular plant. So,
and then what do you think about the lime?
The lime is something that if your soil is...
I have some powdered lime.
Yeah, potted lime can be put down now, Debbie. Potted lime is going to take 6 months to work. So if you can put it down now...
Would it be on Rose of Sharon? Would it be all right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
See, lime can be used on anything when your soil is acid. Now, a lot of people think rhododendrons and azaleas and holly, they're all acid-loving. But if you have rhododendrons and they're not flowering as much as you want, there gets to a point where the soil gets to be too acidic for some plants. And when the soil is too acidic, it has trouble making flower buds. So that every 3 or 4 years, throw some lime around your rhododendrons, your azaleas, your holly, just so that it doesn't get to that extreme. When the soil is less acidic, the plants have an easier time to make flower buds. So in your case, with the Rose of Sharon, they're kind of a neutral type plant. If you add some of the powdered lime every couple of years around the plant, now not just, you know, a 12-inch area, I would do like a 6-foot circle all the way around the plant, make the soil sweeter, it'll make the phosphorus that's in the ground more available to the plant, and in the long run, more flowers and more uniform growth. And you'll have the best Rose of Sharon in the whole town of Marion. You have a great day, Debbie. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stock the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Inez on the line, calling about her orchids.
Inez, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'd like to talk about my orchid. Now, I called you about a month ago, and I have this, the tag says a mini. But I don't know if it's a mini anymore because I'm not getting anywhere with it. I tried everything to get it to bloom again. Now I have it for 2 years in July, and I never saw another bloom since I got it. But the plant keeps growing and growing. It's putting out more of those roots. It's all over the place. After it finished blooming 2 years ago, I transplanted it in a larger pot, an inch larger. And I thought maybe that would help. The only thing I did was, I don't know if I was wrong in doing it, it came in a plastic container, a pot.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for that. And it was so small, and it looked so crowded. And I got rid of it, and I got a clay pot. Now, the clay pot, I mean, I know the ones you buy in the store, they all have a slit on the side, a hole of the pot, and I don't know if that's important because the clay pot that I have now does not have a hole on the side. It has just a bottom hole. But it has plenty of drainage. I made sure of that. And
right.
Still I can't get anything. It just puts out new roots, continuously roots, beautiful, long roots. I stick them back in the pot, but they keep coming out. All the tips are green, and the leaves also have grown so much. I have two leaves now that are 8 inches long and 3 inches across. Can never be a mini now. I don't think it's a mini. How can it be a mini? So anyway, it just grows and grows. I don't know what to do next. I can't get it to bloom. I'm fertilizing.
Okay.
I got a good room for it. I got a good spot. I got plenty of sun. If the sun is out, believe me, it gets all the sun it can get. And plenty of light. I tried changing the room because I heard you say that sometimes, moving the pot around. I brought it in the kitchen, you know, another good place that I have, and still nothing. I don't know what to do next. How can I get it to bloom?
Well, I was talking to an orchid grower last year when I went to visit my son who lives in Florida. As you know, they grow millions of orchids in Florida, and there's greenhouses all over the place. And I stopped and talked to this one man, and he told me that he could have orchids bloom, the Phalaenopsis orchid. He can make them bloom for any day of the year. And I said, oh, okay. I said, so you pull cloth, black cloth, to give them short days or turn on lights? He said, no. He said, orchids are not the type of plant like a poinsettia or a chrysanthemum that you can fool into blooming by either increasing the length of the day or shortening the length of the day. He said, with the Phalaenopsis orchid, he says, what we do is we give them a 10-degree temperature change. He said, and what we do is during the day, and especially at night, if you can decrease the temperature that of your where it's normally kept. And I said, well, you know, how would you do that in your house? And he said, do you have a basement? And I said, yes. He said, what you do is get into the routine that at supper time you take your orchid plant and you put it in the basement for the night, because your basement is probably 10 or 15 degrees cooler than upstairs. So that's what I do with some of my orchids. When they finish blooming, I'll put them in the basement, especially at this time of the year. I start around early September. He says it takes 60 days. So if you were to start right now and put them in the basement at supper time, and then when you get up to have breakfast, put them back upstairs in a nice sunny window. And if you do that for 60 days, it should encourage them to make flower buds. And he said by doing this treatment in his greenhouse, what he does is he'll run the fans in the greenhouse at night full blast. Even though a normal greenhouse, you would not have to do that. In Florida, if they run the fans to move the air and to cool it, they can get them to bloom any time of the year. So you give that a try, and that will help them to give you some flowers. And maybe you'll have some for Christmas. Give it a try. 800-259-9231. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ann on the line, who's calling about her blue spruce.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. The reason why I'm calling my blue spruce, I can see there's a lot of brownish on the leaves, but you say to me that to put some kind of systemic, like a bear liquid,
yes,
over the roots, but the roots is all over the surface of the garden. What should I do? That you can see the roots are very on the top of the, like I told you, on the surface.
Right. Now, did you buy some Bayer tree and shrub?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, you mix that with water. And you're going to apply it right up against the trunk of the tree.
Oh, not on the roots.
No, I was really surprised when Bayer first came out with this product. and I was talking with the people on how to apply it. When I was in college,
yes,
we were always told when you fertilize a tree, you go out to the drip line where the ends of your branches are, and that's where you would put all of your fertilizer because that's where all of your feeder roots are. And Bayer, when they were doing the research on this product, that's what they assumed also. But they found that if they mixed the product according to the directions and poured it right up against the trunk of the tree, but on the ground, and that like a 1 to 2 foot band right around the trunk of the tree, that the tree actually absorbed it faster and got it up higher into the tree much, much quicker. So you don't put it out on the tips. You put it right up against the trunk in that first couple of feet. Put it around it. It will absorb it. And what's nice is the tree and shrub can still be applied at this time of the year. On evergreens, on leaf trees, it's too late. But on plants like spruce and hemlock and fir and pine trees that have insects, you can put it around it right now. And because the tree stays green all year, it's growing all year. And the product will be absorbed, moved up throughout the entire tree, and protect it for a 12-month period. So you've done everything okay. And, you know, but for daylight today, mix it. And you don't need anything fancy, just a bucket. Just a regular bucket that you would wash the car or your kitchen floor with. Use that, and that will get the product into the tree and help to prevent browning in the future. Thank you, Ann. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Norman on the line, who's got a question about putting in a new garden.
Norman, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I'm planning on doing a garden, roughly a half acre, and we cut the trees and pull the stumps. But the ground, the earth, a lot of clay in it, awful lot of clay. And I was wondering how to, should I put some sand in it to break it up, or what should I do to break it up and get it to, so it isn't so wet?
Yeah. Okay. A couple of things that you can do, Norman. Number one, and probably the best thing that will work, is a product called liquid gypsum. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of. There is now a liquid version of it, and it works much faster than the powdered. And you can go to your local garden center, and you can buy liquid gypsum.
This is going to be roughly a half acre.
Yep.
And
so you're talking about 20,000 square feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I put regular sheetrock in there and break it all up to do that?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, break it up before you put it in,
yeah.
And that will help. The liquid gypsum, 1 quart of liquid is equivalent to 4 50-pound bags of powdered lime.
Oh, okay.
Of powdered sheetrock. So, you know, just figure. You need roughly a 50-pound bag of the liquid gypsum will treat about 1,500 to 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
Now, that will prevent or help to prevent the clay particles from sticking together. But what you need to do to get into that garden is any type of organic matter. If you can add leaves, pine needles, if you live near the seashore, go to the beach and get seaweed, bales of peat moss. If you have a source to get compost by the yard instead of the bag, because you've got a big garden.
Yeah.
But any kind of organic matter, if you have straw, salt marsh hay, anything that's organic that you can blend into it, that will help. When we lived in Scituate, Massachusetts many, many years ago. The back of our garden, contrary to parts of Scituate were sandy, parts of it were clay. We live in an area where it was clay. And in the early spring, the first couple of years, because the garden was kind of settled in like a little hole, it was filled full of water. And we actually, around mid to late April, when it was really wet and rainy, we would have ducks that would be in that garden. It was really hysterical to see this. And then we started adding seaweed every fall. We would put 3, 4, or 5 inches of seaweed right into it. My dad would rent a rototiller. We'd till it all in. But if you rake your leaves and get leaves from your neighbors, and what you do is you dump the leaves on the edge of the garden, drive over them with your rototiller or with your lawnmower, and as the blades spin, it will chew them up for you. But put on there pine needles, leaves, peat moss, seaweed, any kind of organic matter that will break apart the clay. But if you've got sheetrock, little scraps of it, break them up. But the liquid gypsum, the name of the company is Soil Logic. And if you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, when the site comes up, click on sponsors and scroll down to Soil Logic, and they will give you a list of garden centers that will have it, or you can even order it directly from them and apply it. If it's really, really heavy. See, the problem with adding a lot of sand is you make the soil heavy. So you're better with organic matter. So again, leaves and pine needles, anything like that that you can get will be wonderful. Thank you, Norman. Let us know how you work out. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Rona on the line, who's got a couple questions for you about marigolds, onion seeds, and a tree.
Okay. Rona, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
First question is about marigolds. What variety would you plant in the garden as a pest deterrent?
Well, all of the marigolds have the same smell to them.
They do.
But what I found is the ones that grow smaller and bushier tend to be a little bit more fragrant. I personally like the smell of marigolds. My wife hates them.
Oh.
So I plant them in a garden that she doesn't go very often to. But the smaller varieties, the ones that grow about 15 to 18 inches in that range,
mm-hmm.
seem to have a much more pungent smell of the foliage and flower.
Okay. Then I've heard a lot about soapberry trees. And I was wondering if they would grow in Maine, and also if they do, where can I purchase one?
Boy, I've never seen any for sale.
Okay.
What you could do is, if you can send me an email, my email is parent@roadrunner.com. And I'll do some research for you and email you back.
Okay, great. I'd appreciate it. And also, the last question is, you're always talking that your dad had planted Kelsey onions.
Yes.
And I can't seem to find any seeds to purchase, and I was wondering if you might know where I could get some.
Well, right, you live in Maine, right?
Yes.
If you go to Johnny Select Seed, Johnny Select is one of the premier seed growers. He has Kelsey seed. He always sells out. Where in Maine do you live?
In the western part, over near Farmington.
Near Farmington, okay. I would try Johnny Select Seed first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what the other company is. I haven't looked at seed catalogs in a long, long time. When we get closer, once we get through the holidays, I'll be talking about seed catalogs. And I can't remember what catalog my dad, Oh, it was Jung. Yes.
Okay.
Go to my website, paulparent.com, and on there is a list of seed catalogs. I think we've got like 50 or 60 catalogs listed. And you can scroll down, and, yeah, I think it's J-U-N-D or something. That's who I think my dad bought them from. But I know that Johnny Select Seed, they're in Albion, Maine. There's Kelsey Onion, and there's another one that's almost as big called Cobra, just like the snake. And those two are really good. My dad would start them. He would start them in February, and he'd let them grow up to be about 2 to 3 inches, probably 3 inches tall. Then he'd cut them in half, and then they would start to get thicker. And he'd let them come up another inch or two, and he'd cut them in half again. But they never got up any taller than about an inch, and you would see them go from like little hairs coming out of the ground. And then they got thicker and thicker and thicker, so they were almost the thickness of chives. And they were unbelievable. We grew some in our garden this year, and they were wonderful. Nice big size. Not as big as in past years because of all of the rain that we had, and it really wasn't as warm. But they were absolutely beautiful. But if you try there, I'm sure that it's going to work really, really well for you. That's who we bought it from, and it worked well. If you're able to go to Salem, New Hampshire, there's a nursery greenhouse there called Lake Street Garden Center. Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. They sell like a little seed tray of Kelsey onions and cobras. They have leeks, shallots, all grown by seed, and they're absolutely wonderful. But Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire, all kinds of different kinds of onions grown by seed. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perk Garden Club. If you're just beginning to wake, you're saying, wow, it's bright out this morning. Well, we gained an hour of daylight, which is really good, but it's going to get dark real early tonight. So if you've got some yard work to do and say, well, I'll do it at the end of the day is going to come a lot faster than you think. So have your breakfast and head outside and, you know, let's get some planting done. Fall is such a good time to plant. The ground is moist. It's still warm, and it will be for another 30 days. And a lot of the nurseries and garden centers have a great sales right now, 50% off on trees and shrubs and perennials. Take advantage of it and plant. They'll be just as good as in the spring. The only thing that you want to do is if you're planting trees that are 6 feet tall or taller, you want to make sure that you stake them. That way when winter comes and the storms start blowing around, the tree is going to be nice and secure. It's not going to move with the wind. For every action there is above the ground, there'll be a reaction in the ground. And you'll be amazed if you can get a tree planted today before the ground freezes solid. You're going to have root development an inch or more. If you live in northern Maine, probably not a heck of a lot, live in the Presque Isle area. But if you live on Cape Cod, you could have as much as an inch or two of new growth on that root ball by putting it in at this time of the year. The only thing I want you to be aware of is if you're planting broadleaf evergreens, things like azaleas, rhododendron, Mount Laurel, holly, boxwood. You know, a big leaf, not a skinny needle, but a broad leaf. Then buy an anti-desiccant, something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. All of the nurseries will sell either or, and that will seal the foliage. So there's less dehydration, less loss of water vapor during a storm during the winter months, and that way there's a lot less damage. But for a newly planted evergreen that's a broadleaf, puts an anti-desiccant on, it really makes a big, big difference. Okay, Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Marina on the line, who's calling about a rhododendron and also about trimming a rose bush.
Okay, good morning. Tell us about the rhododendron. What's happening to it?
Well, I don't have one here, but mine is just fine. It's enormous, but I want to plant a new one. I just want to know what would be the healthiest size and when to plant it, whether it should be springtime, and how to prepare my soil. It's going to be in an area where it will get early morning sun only.
Okay. Then what now during the rest of the day, is it shade from other trees or shade from the house?
No, just shade from the sky. There are a few trees beyond that are like a little forest, but it's not total shade. I mean, it gets light, but not a lot of sunlight.
Okay. When you put a rhododendron in an area where it's not going to get a lot of direct sun, rhododendrons are plants that will do very well in a shady situation. The problem is if there's really a lot of shade and not a lot of direct sun on it, then it will grow real well, but you may not get the number of flowers that you would on one that's planted in a sunny area. But they'll still grow. Now, what you want is, for a situation like this, stick with the common, everyday varieties. Don't go with the fancy stuff. So if you want, for example, if you want a red, then the best red for the New England area is one called Nova, N-O-V-A, Zembla, Z-E-M, B-L-A, Nova Zembla. And that is a beautiful red. It's one that is has been grown in New England for years and years and years. And some of the fancier varieties may not be as winter hardy.
All right.
So
now,
for
is it
me,
like red to pink, red to pink, more the red to the pink flowers?
It starts off like a brick red, and
yes,
then it will fade to kind of a raspberry color. But it's got nice big leaves. It's very, very strong. In fact, you could even plant this Nova Zembla rhododendron in Burlington, Vermont. You could grow it in Presque Isle, Maine. So they're really, really tough varieties.